By now, you are probably familiar with that sticker shock that comes with buying eggs lately, thanks to a shortage caused by bird flu. At least that's what we're being told. And with those high prices, the nation's largest egg producer, Cal-Maine Foods, is reporting huge profits as its latest quarterly earnings soared by a whopping 718%. Enough to make your blood boil. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our old friend David Lazarus, business and consumer reporter at KTLA Television in Los Angeles. He's been covering this very well. David, it's so great to hear from you again.
Thank you. Good to be back.
So the shortage was blamed on the bird flu. Is that really the case, or is this just a supply and demand issue?
Well, it's both, because bird flu, to keep the contagion in check, they had to put down millions of egg-laying hens. So in terms of the supply of eggs, obviously that got curtailed as millions of hens left the production line. So that's an element, but does that address the entire amount? Because as you said, we're looking at a 718% increase in quarterly profit, which is astounding by any record. I mean, not even ExxonMobil reported that much when they reported record profits because of high gas prices. So this is simply extraordinary. After I wrote about this online, a number of readers said, wow, sure sounds like price gouging. And I'm not saying it is, because that's very hard to prove. But 718%. Let's put that in dollar terms for a sec. A year ago, this company reported $39 million in quarterly profits before the egg prices started going nuts. Now, a year later, they reported $323 million in quarterly profits. That's over just 3 months. Okay. That's impressive, no matter how you look at it.
So what does Cal-Maine, the egg producer, say about it?
Well, their CEO, Sherman Miller, put out a statement where he patted the company on the back for what he called a solid performance. Let's give that guy a prize for understatement. He also said that there was a lot of competitive forces in the marketplace, and it was a very difficult marketplace for them to navigate, but they did a good job doing it. And yeah, that's a case. But as with the oil companies as well, they didn't innovate. They didn't do anything special. All they did was ride market forces higher as it took them higher. And as with gas prices, we saw a massive transfer of wealth from consumers to corporate pockets simply because of the external factors of the marketplace. And that's why people talk about windfall profits taxes from time to time.
Yeah, we have Governor Newsom signing that big bill that will give oversight to some of the oil companies. Is there a political will to do the same with this case?
I certainly haven't seen it with eggs. Oil companies are obviously a much easier target because they're on the bad boy list of a lot of lawmakers. Egg producers, until now, whoever thought that these would be, you know, people we would look askance at? But with egg prices rising by double digits, now you look at the egg producers and you start asking the obvious question. Are these price hikes justified? Until now, we've all sort of rolled along with it and shrugged it off. But when you see profits this huge, yeah, I think it becomes fair to ask, is that reasonable? And should something be done to prevent profits that large? Because again, this is consumers' money ending up in the pockets of corporate shareholders.
So you think the price of eggs is going to go down?
It is trending down right now. It's still very, very high compared to a year ago, but at least it looks like we're over the top and we got hens coming back online. So let's hope that within the next few months, we'll start seeing egg prices at a much more reasonable level.
David, thank you so much for your reporting on this. It's really good information. David Lazarus, business and consumer reporter at KTLA Television in Los Angeles.